Apparently only one small tragedy. Apparently there were a couple of attendees who decided after Foam on the Range, they were so inspired, they went over to a late night tour at the Budweiser plant. And unfortunately, one of the cowboys fell in and drowned. And here in the lobby last night, the other fella found the dead cowboy's wife, and he said, "Mary, I have bad news. John fell in the beer vat at Budweiser and drowned." And oh, she was sad. Cried and carried on, and just, it was, and finally she just, you know, and as you always ask, is, "Oh, it's so tragic. I really hope he didn't suffer." And Patrick looked down and he says, "No, Mary, John got out three times to pee." So, that was the only tragedy of the evening. We are delighted that most of you are here this morning, and we would suspect those who enjoyed Foam on the Range the most to arrive fashionably late, but it's kind of like teaching a Friday class at a university in the morning. You just assume that it's going to kind of progressively fill up in the room as the day goes on. We want to thank our sponsors again, American Angus, for the sponsoring of our transponder system so that we can provide audience feedback, instantaneous feedback, and we hope that that's been something you've enjoyed. And if you're thinking about this technology as something that would be of value to your organization or some of the things that you do in your business, come up and meet Mary Ann this morning during the break, and I'm sure she'd be happy to talk to you about this technology and how it works. We also want to thank in advance of our morning refreshment break the folks at Rabo AgriFinance and their great support for agriculture, not only in the United States but globally as well. To get us back to where we can recognize who the seed stock and commercial and various members of the audience, who you are with the transponders you're going to use today, we're going to ask four or five quick questions just to recapture that data, and then we'll get going with our morning program. So if everybody will grab a voting device, they're up at your table there, and just go ahead and grab one of those. And we'll just go back through some real quick questions. We're not going to actually, we have nothing to, you can lie today. It doesn't matter to us. We're not going to check you back to yesterday. So we're just going to have to take you at your word. How many BIF conferences have you attended? So there are your responses up there. We'll put the time on real quick. Everybody click in. And we got so many compliments about the music yesterday that a commemorative CD will be made, and you'll be able to order that online. Okay, and now our second question: what is your affiliation with the beef industry? Those are up there for you. We'll just put the time on and let you answer quickly. Okay, thank you. And the next question, how many years have you worked in the beef industry? Sherry Dubit, the answer is more than 20 for you, just so you know. If you are a seed stock breeder, how many cows on inventory in your herds? The next question. So seed stock breeders only on this one, please just give us a quick update on your inventory. Hopefully that didn't change too much since yesterday.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Wayne, you liked that song, didn't you? And if you are a commercial breeder now, how many cows on inventory in your herd? If you'd give us that response. Okay, good. So that lets us now configure and know kind of who you are demographically as we go through the morning program. Well, again, welcome to Colorado on behalf of Colorado Livestock Association, the Colorado Cattlemen's Association, and Colorado State University. We are delighted that you're all here. We look forward to a really productive morning. I'm going to introduce your MC for the remainder of the morning, Dr. Mark Enns. Mark is very active in BIF, leads our animal breeding and genetics group at Colorado State, tremendous academic, very, very fine teacher, a good servant to industry, so please help me welcome Dr. Mark Enns.